Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is
April Fools. You're listening to Reedy Gals, a Walt Disney World podcast takeover. I'm Emily, and I'm joined here today by Here for the Vibes, Elise.
No context, but a lot of opinions.
And married into it, Sam.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
In today's episode, the gals take over. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Today, we're here to mix it up and share some of our thoughts and opinions, as well as some recs, and give you guys a little background insight into the world behind the geeks. To start, let's introduce ourselves. Sam, why don't you start?
Oh, thanks, Em. Hi, listeners. My name is Sam. I am married to Reedy Geek JJ, and very excited to be here today. I am by no means a Disney expert, but like Emily said, the vibes are good. We're all here, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of my Disney facts and opinions with the listeners. How about you, Elise?
Hi, guys. I'm Elise, longtime listener, first-time podcaster, longtime friend of the geeks, fan of the show. Yeah, that's all I got.
And I'm Emily. I'm married to Reedy Geek Andrew. I went to Disney a few times with my family as a child and went back as an adult with Andrew, and would say probably the biggest Disney fan in the room currently.
Definitely been there the most.
100%. Yeah, been there the most, and maybe the most to admit it too. Like when people say, you know, ask, I say, oh yeah, I'm a big Disney person. That's just how I'll kind of just throw it out there.
I would
there.
Say you also definitely. Married into it.
I did marry into it as Sam did, but maybe then adopted it more on my own individually.
I mean, when you're a DVC member.
Yes, and now we are DVC. And that was as much my choice as Andrew's. Like, it wasn't like something he talked me into. It
fully
was
in the cult.
Something that I actually like brought to him. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was the one who kind of brought it up and was like, I think we should really consider this. And then it went from there.
Wow. That's a tidbit. That's a tidbit for you right there.
She said, Jay brought it up to me and I shut it down immediately.
No, that makes perfect sense.
I said, absolutely not. Go with the show piece.
Wow. PowerPoint Shopee.
PowerPoint Shopee. Yeah. He will tell you that he was laying groundwork for years, which might be true, right?
Like sort of an inception situation.
Yeah, a bit of an inception situation. Subtly. All right. Well, let's warm up with a little icebreaker game for our podcast today.
Hey, how much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice.
Oh, of course.
Should we also let listeners know? We also let the listeners know that the geeks have no idea this is happening.
Oh, that's a great little tidbit. Yeah. As a part of our April Fool's takeover, we told no one. So they will be just as surprised as you all are when they open this link and listen Tuesday morning, April 1st.
April Fool's.
Gotcha. Gotcha, guys. But yeah, let's do the icebreaker.
Ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
We don't have to guess weights of large mammals, but how about we play hype or swipe? What do you guys think
about
that?
Yeah. What are the rules, Em?
I'm on Tinder again.
Again.
Mind your business.
We're going to go through some popular Disney trends, experiences, merch, and decide if it's worth the hype or would you swipe and give it a pass?
All right.
Any questions?
How does this work? You just
read it out.
I think
I'll read the prompt and then you guys
just berate you with our opinions.
Yeah,
perfect. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
made for it. Let's do it.
Born ready.
Okay, so for the first one, I just got back from a trip in Disney World. We can talk about that a little bit more later, but it was my birthday, and so we were wearing.
Oh my god! Happy birthday!
Oh, thanks.
Oh my gosh! Happy
thanks, guys.
A Reedy Gal birthday.
Yeah, we were wearing buttons, and this is something that Disney has, where they have all different kinds of buttons that you can wear when you're celebrating something, happy birthday, or happily ever after,
or fake engagement.
Yes, happy fake engagement. So what do you guys think about wearing buttons, the whole party wearing these big buttons when you're celebrating something?
Oh, we're going to hype it or swipe it.
Can I ask a question in context?
Yeah.
As someone who I'm assuming has worn the buttons.
Yes.
Many buttons.
Yeah, I have many.
By wearing the buttons, does it help you get extras at Disney? Or is this really just something for you to like kind of wear and have a good time? Like, by wearing the buttons, are you more likely to get, like, special treatment, little treats, little, like, discounts?
Well, I'm just wondering. No. I was going to say, I imagine it's dependent upon if it's, like, a big enough event.
Yeah. You know? Right. Like, if it's not a,
like,
birthday,
a birthday versus, like, a honeymoon.
Like, I got engaged in front of the castle.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Or fake engaged.
I'm going to swipe on that.
I was just wondering. That's actually one of my prompts.
Hilarious.
Proposal on Main Street in front of the castle.
Well, I think, we both swiped on the buttons, right? I don't think
No, I think it's cute if it's like two people and it's like, we're on our honeymoon. But if it's like 18 people and it's like, it's that kid's birthday. It's like, we get it. We all have birthdays. It's not that deep.
Wow.
Is that mean? You know what I mean, though.
We do all have birthdays.
I kind of get it.
You're not wrong.
I think you're right that it depends on the number. But at the same time, if it was like, if the three of us went.
Yeah.
And it was like your birthday and it was like Reedy Gal's birthday, I'd wear the pin. I would rock it. But if it was, again, like a group of 20.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, like, I'd still be, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm always trying to do the communal.
I feel like you would 100% wear the button.
No, I would wear the button. Okay. I don't know why I'm being a negative Nancy.
So we would both hype the buttons.
I would hype a button.
But I don't blame people if they swipe it. Like, I think if people swipe it, I'm not going to judge you. I totally
would. It is a little corny, but I'm a little corny.
What about that one person in the group who doesn't want to wear it and everyone else is wearing it and that person's like, no, I'm not going to wear it.
No, don't be that guy. Swipe that
person. Actually, get that guy out of here.
Negative energy.
Like, why are you on the trip?
He's not invited anymore.
Honestly, like, no. Yeah. Honestly, so just swipe that guy. The buttons are fine. I came back around.
I'm glad because
I do like the buttons.
I like the buttons.
Main Street proposal.
Yeah. So the next prompt was proposal on Main Street in front of the castle.
It's not for me, but I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum.
I think that's a good way to explain it. You know what I don't like? I feel bad for people who get engaged in front of the castle because you always have that family in the matching t-shirts, like tripping over the rails in the road and like in the back of the photo. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just someone, I prefer a more intimate engagement. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't blame people for wanting to get engaged at like a sporting event at Disney. Like if that's your thing,
yeah,
I'll stand to the side and clap for you. Yeah. I will not be behind you in that photo, but I mean, someone else will.
So it's more about the publicness.
I think so.
It's like a little cliche.
It's cliche. That's
it's
what I'm
very
trying
cliche.
To get at. Yeah.
But I do prefer those people than the people who cry when they see the castle.
So we're swiping on crying during
this. Okay. Here's the thing, though.
Like, there was like
I
that
cry
whole trend on
everything.
TikTok.
Am I going to cry? I'm not going to cry.
I don't think you're going to cry when you see the castle.
If you do, I'm going to swipe you.
Okay, so now we're just swiping. You started with like really broad topics. Now we've narrowed it down to specific individuals. We're going to swipe the guy who won't wear the button. And I guess Sam's swiping me now.
Well, you know what it is?
So, well, for
okay,
some,
no, I do want to know what it is. Go ahead.
Because I think, okay, there's a difference between like if you're crying because like your dream has always been to go to Disney. You can never maybe afford it to when you were a kid and you go and you get teary-eyed. Absolutely. Like you have emotions at Disney. Like your emotions are your own. There's this whole TikTok trend where like, people were going and they were like falling to their knees in front of the castle and crying. And I'm just kind of like,
life is worth living.
And I'm kind of like, that's just a lot for me.
It is a lot, but
that's why you would be doing
in these unprecedented times.
I guess whatever brings you joy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Some context for the listeners. Elise.
Elise is
going to be going down to Disney with me.
Correct.
Elise and I should say. We're going down to Disney in April. So yeah, we're referencing.
Coming up quick.
I wasn't invited.
Okay, wow. We invited you and you said no.
No, I probably told JJ and then he didn't loop with me. No, it's fine. We're all going to plan a trip later.
But
support.
You are going down anyway.
I'm going down in May.
You're going down like
I wish
the
I was going
month.
With you guys. That's fine.
I mean, if you want to show up, we won't be mad.
We won't be mad.
Okay, I'll think about it. But anyway, keep going.
Okay, so our next prompt, it's already been mentioned a few times, but large groups of people wearing matching shirts.
Oh, matching shirts.
Hype or swipe.
So I think it's going to depend on the shirt. Like, you know, those
okay.
Red, like,
let me give two different
great.
Prompts
yeah.
then. Okay. Matching shirts where each shirt is slightly different. Like the dad has one that says most expensive day ever.
No, I'll swipe that dad. Yeah. I don't like that. We all paid a lot to be
so it's
here.
It's all like the Mickey hand and it's like most expensive ever, like first time. Like
right.
Kid Wrangler.
Mm-hmm. Kid the different ones versus
Gigi.
The group of people where it's all wearing, they're all wearing exactly the same shirt and it says like Smith Family Reunion Disney 2025.
It's probably easier to like corral everyone too if it's a big group.
You know what it is? For me, it's not the shirts, like the matching. For me, it's the design of the shirt. Like if it's that tomato red Mickey Mouse hand like design, I just don't think that looks good on anyone.
Yeah.
But I've seen some really nice like on Etsy and other things like just some nice shirts that I think if a whole group, like all the girls or all the guys or whichever one you like,
yeah,
wanted to wear a matching like nice, cute Disney shirt, I'm all for it.
I think it's just saying you want to get matching shirts for our trip.
Well, so yes,
a weird way to ask, but I'm in.
Okay, cool. All right, I have another prompt related but slightly different. Let's say you and your significant other are going with a group of other people, and just you and your significant other wear matching shirts, just the two of you.
Is like, this your way of saying that you and Joe, you're going to wear matching shirts and we're not invited?
Andrew and I do this all the time when we're going to Disney with other people.
Okay, we had game night two nights ago and you guys showed up wearing matching sweaters.
Yes.
We weren't even on a trip. We were just at Tiana's house.
Right, so we do this.
Yeah. It should just be something you expect.
You've just merged into one human at this point.
Are you swiping on us?
Personally? Yes. I would never swipe on you guys.
Okay, that's good. So you're hyping.
I hype.
Okay.
But I'm all up for a hype for a man, woman, or just a couple in general who... They like people who just want to
love
hype
is love
up.
People.
Yeah, like actually, Jay, remove where I said a man and woman because I fully support every sort of relationship. But I'm just saying, I fully support a couple who wants to like proclaim that they're with the other person. Uh-huh. So if you want a matching shirt to be like, this is my
guy,
this is my person, like this is my partner in crime, this is my my significant other.
Okay,
I rock that. I would swipe it, but don't catch me ever doing that outside of Disney.
Wait, you said swipe?
Wait,
oh, I'm sorry, I meant hype.
I did it last week in a DM.
No, I meant with a Disney shirt.
Oh.
Like where it's just like king and queen. Have you ever seen that where it's like prince and princess? Like,
oh, yes.
Wear it at Disney.
It's a little
like,
cheesy.
If you show up in prince and princess shirt, we're going to have a talk.
Okay.
I would still have no choice but to stand.
That's where we draw the line.
That's fair.
Here's our next prompt. What about adults wearing Minnie Mouse ears or other hats with ears on there?
I'm a full hype.
I mean, how do you feel about it? Because I could have sworn I saw some selfies of you wearing big floral ones last weekend.
Correct. I'm a hype.
They're cute. I will say that the price at Disney, because I've both bought them on Etsy and in the parks. Mm-hmm. The parks are expensive. So if you're going soon, I'm also someone like shop around while you're there because different stores have different ears.
Also shop in your friend's closet.
And shop in, absolutely. Like see what your friends have because at like $50 to $60 a pop for ears.
Listen, in this economy.
Yeah.
Pick your favorite or do some research before you go. Go on TikTok, go on like the internet,
or like
the
you
Disney
said,
store.
Check out Etsy too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just because they're pricey, but go buy yourself. Go buy yourself.
Yeah, no, I don't know how much I'll be able to rock ears because I just get sunburned so easily now. Mm. So I'll probably be wearing my Reedy Geeks cap. Check out our merch. I don't think it's on sale yet.
Well, what you
also, I'm not a geek. Also, take all this out.
But you should. Well, what you can get is Jay got these for Christmas, which might be fun. They are magnetic Mickey ears that you can put on a baseball cap.
On top of your hat?
Yeah.
So if you want to borrow them, they're in his closet.
But how many things am I putting on my head?
It's one thing on the head.
It's just one hat, at least.
But is it heavy with the ears, though?
It's so light.
Okay.
I mean, I've not worn it, but they're light in general. Like,
they are Mickey ears. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have a bow.
Have you seen a bow?
No bow.
No, because Jay got them, and I think he preferred...
Yeah,
like Mickey over Minnie. Yeah.
Sexist.
Just kidding. God, Jay.
Just kidding. But I think if it's too heavy, I would get overstimulated immediately.
Well, you can try them.
But I do need a hat because I will get sunburned.
Yeah.
But you can look for that cute Disney hat. Like, I feel like Disney Springs, usually, like, when we go down, we go to Disney Springs the first day. They always have, like, baseball hats, bucket hats. There's if you don't want to wear the ears because like I know sometimes headbands have, like, the pressure.
Yeah.
Some people just can't do it. Look for the hats.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. I stand.
All right. Speaking of expensive merch, there are these themed Loungefly backpacks. Mm-hmm. I will pull up a quick picture.
Oh, we're getting a visual here, people.
They are incredibly popular in the parks, and you see a lot of people wearing them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are – how big are they, though?
Small.
They're like this.
Completely impractical.
Can you fit a water bottle?
So I think we know that Emily would –
Can I fit my emotional support hydro flask?
No.
But I'm not about
there's
it.
There's no way
you might be able to
also, $80?
Small. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Oh, that's not for me.
So you would swipe?
I would swipe on that, yeah.
I think if I
– Oh, the bow one is cute.
If I went to Disney a lot and there was like one that I loved, maybe I would invest in it. But I just, for the size and the price.
But would you wear it at the park? Because I feel like
that's
you
where
want,
people
that,
wear them.
I'm also not a fan of wearing backpacks at the park because,
oh, really?
Well, you know what it is? I grew up with parents that whenever we went to like a busy city or vacation, was like, always have your bag on your side or in front of you because people could like take stuff out.
Sure.
So like that little bag, I feel like I just wouldn't feel secure with my stuff in it. But If you want one, definitely go get it. I just, for me, it's a swipe. I wouldn't waste the money.
I can hold enough stuff for a park day.
Yeah.
I say as a park pro. Well, when I do my park days,
right.
I'm just kidding. I haven't been in so long. But no, I'm going to need at least an emotional support hydro flask, maybe a little snack of sorts.
Yeah.
A jacket, a
right.
hat,
like a power
sunglasses,
brick.
A power brick.
Yeah. No, you're listing like all the things that pretty much make it into our backpack, plus our little pharmacy with like our Gas-X, Tums, our Advil, you know.
Yeah.
Band-Aids.
Yes. Mm. All that stuff.
I'm just picturing you guys running up and down the park and like scraping your knees. Putting Band-Aids on.
Blisters, at least.
Oh.
Just in case, you know, as a backup.
Well, depending on your shoes.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, sorry.
So it's a swipe.
It's a swipe.
It's a communal swipe.
For the Loungefly backpack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they are cute, though. You could, like, also buy one and just not wear it to the park. You can just wear it in your everyday life.
That's true.
But that's another question, like, if you wear Disney in your everyday wet life. Like, for me personally, I'm really, like, I'll wear my Disney stuff to Disney or, like, around the house. I just usually don't wear it.
You don't want people to know you're a Disney adult?
I don't mind if people know or ask. It's just for me, like, I just, because a lot of them are t-shirts, and so I can't wear them to work.
That's true.
On the weekend, it's like I want to wear the cute clothes that I can't wear during the five-day work week. So they just kind of get shoved to the drawer until I'm in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wouldn't invest, because I wouldn't get enough use out of it. And it is small.
Yeah.
And there seems to be no stretch.
No stretch. They're very structured. I'm not like a big structured backpack person either.
I like where I can like shove. Like it ends up being all lumpy.
It's shaping.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just shove everything.
That's
in.
Like my suitcase backpack. It like opens this way, but hand gestures, great for a podcast at least. It opens like long ways. You can zip all the way around. And it's always like lumps coming out.
It's just the shape of whatever's inside of it.
Correct.
And I'm telling you, any listeners who were, I'm trying to think, like high school in the early 2010s, so like 2006 to 12, I'm going to say, the Vera Bradley duffel that I got
had a chokehold
in 2007, I use it to this day.
Yeah,
I just used it when we went to Christie's.
Same.
Yes, it is.
Use it all
because
the time.
You can, I don't know how, it is a Mary Poppins bag that like fits everything. Like that's my ideal bag.
Mm-hmm.
That Loungefly, you're not.
I love a backpack though. I love like equal weight on my shoulders.
That's
which is
fair.
Like, you know, you feel like your back hurts after 50 pounds of clothes on your right
you
shoulder
just switch
all day.
It to the other side.
I
you just switch
true.
Back and forth.
So did you not have a messenger bag in high school?
Or a tote?
No, I think I had a backpack.
Really?
Backpack girl.
Wow.
I was always a tote girl.
Me too.
Even like if I travel, I'm not bringing a carry-on. I'm just bringing a backpack.
You weren't a rolly
I don't like
kid?
The rolly bag. I don't own a rolly bag.
Really?
No.
Like a suitcase?
What are you going to pack for Disney?
My backpack.
And do you want to borrow
a suitcase for a week? No, I don't need it.
We just got new luggage.
Here's my whole thing. I need to be like hands free at all times. I need it like physically strapped to my body. And I don't want to like pull a rolly suitcase.
No, it goes next to you now.
No, I understand.
And then
I've seen that.
You can let go of it. It stands up on its own. Like,
no, but when I'm walking, I need to be hands free.
Okay.
So you also have a man in your life. He could pull the bag for you.
I could make him do it.
You know what? For listeners, if you can recommend a suitcase that you think Elise would like,
it's supposed to be like Reading Geeks recommending things, not like, hey, our friend is inept. get her a proper suitcase. No, it's fine. I need my hands.
Okay. Well, on that note, we are traveling to Disney in April, and I thought it would be fun if we talked a little bit about our first Disney trips with the Geeks and just shared a little history,
nice.
A little background.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to start it off?
I'll start. So my first Disney trip with a Geek was with my husband, Andrew, in 2018. He hadn't been in a few years, and he was really excited to plan a big trip for us to go. I hadn't been since I was a kid. It was my first trip as an adult. And I let him take the reins, and he planned a long, expensive trip.
How many days did you go for?
It was 8 days.
Okay.
That's
a long trip.
It's a long trip at the boardwalk, and the rack rate of those rooms is like $400, $500 a night. So you can imagine the bill when we checked out. I think it's been mentioned on the podcast, but that was the Splitwise scenario.
Splitwise heard around the world.
When we got home and the Splitwise updates just kept coming in, and I was just calculating the number of months it would take me to work my way out of debt.
Did you go to the parks each day for those 8 days? Did you double or did
you? We did 4 park days and Universal.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and then pool days.
So you're on Disney property, but did Universal too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Nice. Yes.
It's a fun trip.
We did it all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Harry Potter World was a lot of fun in Universal, but no, this is a Disney World podcast. So let's stay focused.
Gross.
You can get shot for saying that.
Honestly.
Take that out.
But fast forward, we actually just went on a trip recently, the two of us, down to Disney World last weekend. Mm-hmm. We went for my birthday, and it was amazing because every decision, I got to make the decision since
it's my birthday.
Exactly. It was my birthday. So I was like, what do you want to do first? It killed Andrew. But when we entered Magic Kingdom, he was like, where do you want to go first? And I was like, Starbucks.
That's right. Can we do like a round of applause?
Rope drop.
Right here. We're going to Starbucks first.
Unequivocally support rope dropping and then getting a fun little drinky drink.
Yes.
There's never a wrong time
no.
for a fun beverage.
Absolutely.
And it just sets you on the right path for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't rush. Just enjoy. This is your vacation.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. It was great, though.
Life's too short.
Andrew surprised me with a dessert party, which I think he got the idea from JJ.
Yes, yeah,
got the idea
we did that.
From this podcast.
We did do that, but tell the listeners about it.
It was a funny story, actually. We were making our way to get a spot for fireworks, or so I thought we were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, Andrew, I have to go to the bathroom before we sit down for like an hour and wait for fireworks. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, there's a bathroom up here. And we're walking from Tomorrowland towards Main Street. And he's taking us towards the terrace, and I see a sign for a dessert party. And I'm like, oh, Andrew, there's a dessert party tonight. We can't go up there. It's going to be, like, private area only. And he's like, let's just try. So we go over, and I see a cast member walking towards us, and I ask her, oh, is there any way we could use that restroom? And she goes, it's a private event. You know, sorry, it's ticketed. And, you know, if you have tickets, you can check in over here. And Andrew's like, oh, okay, yeah. Where do we check in? Like, if we have tickets? And I'm like,
we don't have tickets.
Yeah, I'm like, Andrew, stop pulling this poor woman's leg. Like, it's okay.
She's doing her job.
Yeah, like, we'll go to a different bathroom. There's another bathroom right over there. And he keeps going with the ruse, and I'm like, not getting it.
That's so funny. Finally, it's like those girls that walk up on their engagement, and they're like, someone's getting engaged. And it's like, look alive.
It's like, it's you.
Look alive. Are you kidding?
And then I realized, and I was like, oh my God, no, you didn't.
Oh, so sweet. Wait, that sounds so fun. What was your favorite dessert from it?
It was a lot of fun. There was fresh crepes.
We didn't have fresh crepes.
With apples. Like the
right
filling.
In the streets, Sam.
Get
okay.
The apple pie filling inside of the crepes.
Ooh, wow. You love an apple pie.
Yes, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Or apple crisp.
Apple crisp, yeah. But the firework viewing area.
Perfect.
Best view of the fireworks I've ever had.
Where is the area?
It was actually like halfway down Main Street, but I think, which Andrew pointed this out to me and I didn't realize this, Main Street actually starts to decline as you get closer to the castle. Mm-hmm, okay. There's like a little bit of a hill. Uh-huh. It was right on the top. So almost everyone in front of us was like a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the view was perfect.
It was so fun.
Yeah. It was a great surprise. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
Sam, did you guys do the dessert party on your first trip?
No, we did it on our second trip.
Okay.
It was actually JJ did us. So my parents, we went with my family and he bought the dessert party for my entire family as like a thank you for the Disney trip.
That's so nice.
So yeah, we did that in 22. My first time to Disney with Jay was, if we're doing strictly Walt Disney World.
Yeah, yes. You can say Disneyland if you want.
Well, we did
Disney. Well, I guess this is Walt Disney World podcast.
It's a, yeah,
but you guys
God.
Did go to Disneyland when he lived in California.
Yes, when he lived in California and we were long distance, mm-hmm. I went California and we did Disneyland
Cute.
For 2 days.
Nice.
Which was fun. That was our first Disney experience as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But for Walt Disney World, we actually went with his family in 2020. It was right before the pandemic.
Oh,
because
wow.
I remember being online on the Winnie the Pooh ride and mm-hmm. a gentleman in front of me had his phone on the news and was talking about COVID-19.
Wow.
Like two cases found in the United States. I remember thinking, oof, I hope that doesn't get crazy.
Dark times.
Oh, gosh.
So it was, that's how I recall it was right. It was end of January, early February.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Of 2020. It was a lot of fun. I will say it's definitely a different dynamic when you go with family. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we went with our niece, who at the time was like, I'm not going to do math. I want to say she was under 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much when you're trying to navigate nap time.
Yeah.
Someone always obviously has to be with their stroller. You're not bringing her on Seven Dwarf Mine Train.
Yeah.
You're like locked and loaded. And then also just his mom who went. So there was five of us total. Mm-hmm. Six. There were six of us total. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a huge fan of some of the roller coasters. Neither is his mom. So there was always mm-hmm. seemed to be an odd number of people. So like that kind of played a role in it.
I'm sure, the 2-year-old loved the roller coaster.
Oh yeah, she was stuck around rock and roller coaster a few times.
Really rocked her
world. So like, go to sleep. And like, you know, with dietary. So it definitely, don't get me wrong, it was such a fun trip. It was uh-huh. such an experience because similar to you, Em, I hadn't been to Disney prior to that. The last time I was 5.
Yeah.
So I literally jumped from like 5 years old to like 29, 28 or right. whatever.
The adult experience.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. But we're actually going in May, just the two of us. So I'm excited to have an experience without either of our families, yeah. as much as we love them. It's
yeah.
just,
yeah.
it's so different. Like, his family isn't huge into drinking, so we didn't get to do any of, like, the bars. I think one night we went to Ohana together, and we, like, got drinks before. But otherwise, mm-hmm. we weren't doing mm-hmm. as much as we would do as a couple.
With a group.
Or even, like, with friends. Like, even though, that's of course, true. You love your friends and family, it's like, I think, even a friend's trip
yeah.
mm-hmm. just has a much different vibe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was, yeah, that was a great trip. And I haven't been with any other geeks yet, so we'll have to plan a friend's trip down.
Definitely.
So, yeah. What about you, Elise? So, you, I think, went.
So, I've really hit the jackpot. He's checked all the boxes off. I went with all three geeks, like, 15 years ago. It was the beginning of 2010, we drove down with 12 people in 3 cars, and we were all a fresh 21. So actually, I don't think some of us were 21, but we won't talk about that.
Everyone was 21.
Everyone was 21 wink, wink. For legal reasons. Everyone was 21. But that's so. Drove down, stayed at one of our friends had a villa in Old Key West, which was very fun. Yeah, I think we did all 4 parks. I have to look at the pictures. It seems like a very long time ago, but we drank around the world, which was way sloppier than it needed to be. I guess it always is.
But. Yeah. Well, at 21, I can only imagine. It's definitely a little different when you're in your 30s.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the only time I've been to Disney in my adult life. I went once as a kid. I recently asked my mom when that was. She said my youngest brother was 3. So I was about like 8 because we're 5 years apart. But I mean, I don't really.
You don't really have too many memories
from that, unfortunately. Sorry, parents, spent all that money, but you don't have any memories of it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But looking forward to going soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Have to. I keep saying it's akin to like when you go visit a friend at like their hometown or like where they live, like different country, whatever. It's like you guys know where everything is. You don't know what everything is. It kind of feels like that. You'll have to show us
that we're like taking the experts. You to our
yeah,
hometown.
It'd be like you showing me around your house.
Right.
Is like just the Walt Disney World Resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. It feels like that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Well, speaking of preparing for a trip, we do have some recommendations for the listeners. If you're preparing for a trip, on what to pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll start. I have my park shoes. I wear them all day long for park days, whatever we're doing. And they are the Rothy's slide-on sneakers.
Really?
Yes. They are.
I didn't know that they made sneakers.
Mm-hmm. They're not lace-up. They're like slip-on.
Okay.
But they are very much like a sneaker sole. Mm-hmm. And they're completely machine washable, which is great.
The Rothy's you wear with socks or you don't wear with socks?
You could do either. I personally wear those little socks.
Uh-huh. The millennial no-show ones.
The no-show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The millennial no-shows.
Yeah. And I find that they're just so comfortable. They're the only thing. My feet don't hurt, you know, at the end of the day. And
those Band-Aids for nothing.
I don't ever need the Band-Aids. Yeah. Me personally, no. But like this last trip we just went down, they were the only shoes I brought.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I wore them all weekend long. Like, mm-hmm. I also feel like you can dress them up. You can dress them down. And if you mm-hmm. get like a neutral color, they'll match everything kind mm-hmm. of thing. They're cute, but they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
And what's the price point on those? Like, is it a good investment for, do they have women's and men's just like for the listeners so they can kind of.
Teacher discounts for Rothy's too.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. They do teacher discounts because they are a little bit pricey. I think they're about like $100 for those sneakers. But
they're machine washable.
Yeah.
And they last.
And how long have you had your pair for?
Years.
Okay. At that point, I think like 25
cost
bucks per year.
Use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're,
yeah.
That's a great investment.
Definitely. Definitely.
I've spent more on stuff I use less.
And are they women's and men's or like a gender neutral shoes?
Great
or are they...
question. I don't know if they have men's. Okay. I'd have to, I can.
Well, just for the petite feets out there.
Wait, so you guys don't have matching pairs, but you do have matching shirts.
That's a great
question. You're like, we're working on it.
So he's more of a, what are those sneakers that are super popular with like the super
Hoka?
Thick? Like the there we go. Yeah. He's a Hoka guy.
Yeah. My parents are Hoka. Hoka fam. Mm. I'm not a
huge... like a dad sneaker?
They yes. They're like the new Balance, which is so funny because my sneaker of choice is a New Balance sneaker.
That's so
but
funny.
They are like a lot of like adults. Mm-hmm. I think even gym people too are going towards Hokas, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're good for the parks. Like you want something breathable, light, that you can wash. Like I don't think Hokas, they're like regular sneakers, so you're not just chucking those in. Like you probably can wash them, but it's not,
it's not gonna be
as easy as a Rothy.
The Rothys, yeah, you just take out the sole and throw it in the washer and it's easy, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great rack.
Thanks. Rothys. What else, what other racks do we have today?
To pack?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of a biker short with a pocket. Mm. Love that. Gonna just steal all of your clothes and ears. I hear my fellow Rita gals here have some merch I can borrow. But
that's right.
Sam, what do you got? What do you pack?
So I have two staples that I pack. So I've always worn different sneakers, but now I really want to look into the Rothys. And I usually do like a combination of jeans and biker shorts. I like jeans because when it's hot, I don't like to stick, like my legs always stick on like plastic.
On the rides.
Yeah, but my real rack would be I just purchased a Baez or Bias. It's like B-I-E-S.
B-E-I-S.
It's like B's, Baez. I was looking for a large, because I'm a fanny pack girl when I go to Disney. Much like Elise, I like to be hands-free.
I did wear a fanny pack last time I was there.
Not a fan of the backpack because I'm just always as someone grabbing my stuff from behind. So, and I'll share it with the gals and I'll post a photo, but... I was looking for like a larger one because we do have a lot of stuff. We have like the power banks, then Jay and I, our phones have different cords right now with like the versions of the phones. Want to do sunscreen, all that stuff. So I was looking for something big that I could even wear a crossbody in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this, they were having a sale. So, because they are a little pricey for a fanny pack, I want to say it's like between 75 and 80 without the sale, but they have a lot of 40% sales. Nice. So I got a sale. I think it came with shipping and tax to $50, which is still not cheap for a fanny pack, but I wear it day to day.
Yeah.
Not just Disney.
Cost per use is really what you have to consider.
Yes. They come in a lot of neutral colors. I got like an olive green.
Ooh.
And I'll show you guys. And
what kind of fabric is it? Is it like the water?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Show and tell on the Reedy Gals.
Love to see
podcast.
It. Or I guess love to hear it.
Love to hear it. We'll post a pic.
So sad that there's no video on this. So everyone can't just see how gorgeous we are as we tell our tales.
Wearing our Reedy Gals, I mean geeks.
We'll post a picture. Okay, Sam's back.
So what I love about it.
Oh, like that is so cute.
It's nice and big. It has like a
water-resistant texture.
And what's nice is inside, not only does it have a little holder for your keys
like a clip.
If you were to drive, but in the zipper, it actually has... I had a feminine product. Jay, cut that out.
Jay, please.
Jay.
But inside it has a little wallet.
Oh, like, that's
so you
awesome.
You can just throw your cards.
So you don't need a separate wallet. I love that.
You don't need a separate wallet. And then this one. So there's different ones. I got this because I just like the style, but it's
I
it's
like
actually
the braid.
Used for, there's a zipper in the, close to your body. So if you want to put your, if you do want a separate wallet, put it there. This one's the hiking one. So this is actually like a rope in case you're hiking and you need like,
oh,
a rope for
support.
Yeah, like
to shimmy
like
around
you,
something.
Yes, like or if you're in the woods and you get lost and you need this to like
because you do
tie up a branch
shimmying,
to make shelter.
Shimmying
there's a joke
in the
about
woods.
Mount Everest in here. You're gonna climb it
at Animal Kingdom. You're gonna shimmy your way
is.
To the top.
Oh, I know
well,
things.
Then here you go. And it's super lightweight. So it's adjustable. I am a
wait. Can you wear it for us?
Yeah,
so we can...
I'm a plus size gal, and there's plenty of room for waist or over. And I just kind of wear it. And this is actually
that's
a little
very
high.
Cute.
I had it adjusted the other day.
And it would go a little lower.
So much. Yeah, like so much space. It does go around my waist. This unclips if you don't like the rope, but I kind of like it.
It's cute.
Climbing any mountains.
But here, you can pass it around.
Wow.
So I'll post that. Like I said, they come in great colors. It's lightweight. 10 out of 10 recommend. And it's been a great purchase. I wear it to Costco. I wear it. If I'm like running, walking my dog, throw some like treats in there.
I like this robe for fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, and you can even wear it as a bag if you want, like a purse.
Right.
But I like, it's nice, right?
I like how it forms to your body.
Yes.
You know,
and it's not like lounge fly hard.
Yes. It's not structured.
Lounge but fly hard.
It keeps everything close at hand.
Yeah.
So nothing is too far from grabbing
it. Isn't it nice? And it's like light.
Yeah.
So that's a 10 out of 10. And I was actually nervous about buying it because if you look at the strap, it slides on. Because you can, so you can actually take this strap off, the thick strap with the adjustment, and you can just keep this like a purse.
Oh, how?
So this comes off.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. And so you were afraid it might slip off.
I was like,
off.
Oh gosh, but it does not.
Okay.
It is. I've worn this now dozens of times,
yeah.
Shopping, walking, and it stays put.
Very nice.
So yeah. I will put a photo of that for everyone. And then I would say my last trick is I usually wear an Apple Watch.
Mm.
At the parks, I like to count my steps or like for text so I'm not grabbing my phone.
Yeah.
And instead of wearing a magic band, I bought a little thing off Etsy where you can slide it onto your Apple Watch band. And it's like, so your magic band is on your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So, and then you can scan it that way. I think that's been around for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not new news like my fanny pack. But in case you weren't aware, definitely look into something like that instead of wearing two watches because I feel like with the heat, having both wrists be covered is probably a lot.
I'm a double bander.
You're a double watcher?
Yeah, I keep my Fitbit on one wrist and wear my magic band on the other.
You know
other.
What? If you're committed to it, I mean, I know a lot of people that do it.
Yeah.
I tried and I was like, oh,
it's
I
too
can't.
Much.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. Too much.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. We were just talking about magic bands when we were down there last weekend. You know, of course, we had to bump into our favorite YouTube streamer, Ron on the Go.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
my God, were you starstruck?
We saw him
do a shout out.
Shout out to Ron on the Go.
Yeah.
Reedy
oh
Geeks.
We love you, Ron.
Big fans.
We watched Ron at your house on what holiday was it that he
it's
was just
playing?
It's
every holiday. No, it's every day.
It
no,
was
we,
a holiday.
We
he
watched
was on.
Like every day.
If Ron's on the
it
Go,
was
D, it's
it was
playing
D23.
On the...
Oh, D23 was big.
And he was streaming it.
That was a holiday.
That was a holiday for all the geeks. So he was great. He
yeah.
did a good job.
We were chatting with him about magic bands and where the future of the magic band and where is it headed. Because they had recently, well, maybe not so recent anymore, but they had introduced the Magic Band Plus, which was supposed to be like the upgraded version of a magic band. Mm. And they never really went anywhere with it. They never really did anything with it. And so we were just kind of saying like, it was a bit of a disappointment. And, you know, there it seems like they're moving away from magic bands. But I love a good magic band.
Did they have magic bands in 2010? Do I know what a magic band is?
Okay, you do not.
Can someone explain magic bands to me?
So they used to come free with your hotel reservation if you were staying on Disney property.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really fun way to build the excitement because a certain amount of time prior to like when you would check in, it would get delivered to your house in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be able to pick out the color of your magic band.
Cute.
They had certain colors that were included and then you could pay to upgrade for other colors.
It's always an upgrade.
Patterns, yeah.
Yeah. So like the one I had was free when we went in 2020 because they only stopped, I want to say like 21 or 22. Right?
Recently, they
it
stopped
recent.
Giving them free. Yeah.
And now they're expensive. Like when you go to the Disney. Because
what
I was
are
looking,
they? What are they for? What do they do?
What do so they do? Yeah.
Great question. So they do everything. So like it could be your hotel room key
mm-hmm.
can uh-huh. get linked. You can link your credit cards. You can pay for stuff at Disney, which is
makes
dangerous.
It too easy.
I don't know what those are like the two main things I would say. But
definitely.
They do like fast pass.
Yes.
Things?
Yes. Yes. Okay. They do your fast
your
pass,
ticket,
your lightning lanes, your park tickets
yep,
for the park
gosh,
days.
Yeah.
And then like Sam was saying, you can use it to charge things to your credit cards. Mm-hmm. So if you're at the pool, you don't have to worry about bringing your wallet. If you
Smart.
Go out to eat, like, or, you know, if you have children and let's say they're of the age that you trust them to go somewhere and buy something on their own,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, very easy for them to just tap that and mm-hmm. be able to purchase something.
Because if for whatever reason, because it's linked to your Disney account. So if M said, you give it to your kid, they lose it. You can go onto your app, disable that magic band,
right,
go
right.
buy a new magic band
yes.
and then link that one. So there is a convenience factor
yes.
to it. But I was looking
How
online.
Much are they?
So I want to say the new ones, first of all, they look a lot different. They have a much thicker band.
Thicker, yeah.
They probably like are $39.99, mm-hmm. I would say.
And
sometimes even $50 for like limited edition mm-hmm. ones. So
mm-hmm.
I would think maybe if if I was an annual pass holder, if I lived in Florida, lived close enough where mm-hmm. I was going, maybe I would invest in like one or two. But for me, who my trend seems to be once every 3 years.
You guys have 14 of them?
So I'm going to say we go like 5 times a year at yeah. minimum, and I have one
yeah.
that I wear every time.
But you only
time.
Need one.
Yeah.
You it only works. Need one.
Andrew, on the other hand,
has 6.
Seven.
Oh,
and
my
he
gosh.
Changes them based on his outfits.
No, I 100% see that for him. That's like Pat has like 15 phone cases. And I'm like, what do you need that many phone cases for?
Does he change them based on
yes.
his outfits?
Not based on his outfits, but he like just gets to, I have two phone. I have my summer phone case and my winter phone case. And yeah. this man, I swear, he has at least 20. He's like, I got a new phone case. I'm like, why? You don't need a new phone case.
Yeah. Yeah, I only have one.
I think those were great recs.
Yeah.
I think those were
and
great
also,
recs.
I think we need to do a little rec that right now, Elise and Emily are wearing Reedy Geeks baseball caps.
And Sam's wearing a Reedy Geek sweatshirt.
I am wearing a Reedy Geek sweatshirt.
Crew neck.
But I will say in the Disney heat, maybe this one would be good for like.
Maybe at night, fireworks. After pool.
Yeah, like you're hanging out by a fire pit somewhere.
Trying to be a little cozy.
But the hats are neutral. They're breathable. They're cute.
I'm definitely going to bring this hat.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's also beanies and such. I don't think there's a place to buy them yet, but if you submit it to the bracket.
If you email readygeeks@gmail.com.
I think the bracket winner maybe.
We'll get some merch.
Oh, we'll get some merch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will, if you guys like it, we'll post some photos. If you like it, we'll push the geeks to do more giveaways, maybe do a little online store, but there's no promises there. We have no say in the.
We'd like to think we have control, but we. So anyway, what's up next?
I'm going to eat a blueberry.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
Yeah, so now you know what to pack in your suitcase, and on your next trip, you'll be all set.
Yeah, and if you have any good recs, I mean,
send them in.
We'll
be happy
going
to feature
them off in the comments.
Yes,
we're willing to try anything
once.
Oh. This is a family podcast.
You know what I mean.
All right. Anyway,
so anyway, I actually have a question for you guys,
mm-hmm.
and it's something I've been thinking about as I'm getting ready to go to the park. As much as I love to go with my husband, my friends, family, whatnot, I can't help but think, because who do we see in the parks all the time?
Babies?
Yep. But what I'm...
Mickey celebrity. Mouse.
Yep, Mickey Mouse. As a celeb. I'm talking about celebrities. How many times have you seen, like, or after the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, he's at Disney. Mm. See all the time the Jonas Brothers and their family at Disney. The Kardashian. There's all... I mean, they probably do Disneyland, but I digress. There's always celebrities in the park. You hear about, like, Johnny Depp going on the Pirates ride and doing, like, a little cameo for people. Just, they're probably there more often than we realize. So that got me thinking, if you could invite one celebrity to each park, so 4 celebs total, you can have doubles, you can just bring one for the full day, for each day, I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to pick 4 celebrities to go to Disney, who would you bring and to which park? And if you want to do a why, go for it. If you're just like, that's the vibe, I appreciate that as well.
So I feel like you had a really good answer for this, Em, that you wouldn't tell us before.
I will start,
and I'm so excited to
hear. Do
you want to
do all parks, or do we want to all do like Animal Kingdom? And
I'm
going
to save you all some time. Mine's Josh Groban to all 4, because the man is bae.
So you do all 4 Josh Groban.
Me and Joshy against the world. Sorry, Pat.
Daddy, I love him! But would Josh sing to you on the Frozen ride?
Oh, my God.
I mean, if he doesn't, he's not coming. He's not invited back. You know what? We'll start with, where's the Frozen ride? Magic Kingdom?
Epcot.
I know things. So we'll start at Epcot, day 1. And if he doesn't sing to me on the Frozen ride, then I'm just going to get Idina Menzel.
Yeah. Mm.
And she'll just sub in the rest of the time.
Right.
We'll actually do a repeat Epcot day with Idina.
Oh, that
actually,
way she can sing to
Idina
you.
I'm going to bring Idina instead. I'm so sorry, Josh.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be a fun time.
I think it's great, probably. Yeah. I mean, no, I know nothing about her.
Oh.
Personally.
I don't, I mean,
I
don't
know she was like Elphaba.
Personally know her, but she's very much still involved with Disney. Like, we watched a special.
She's married to Taye Diggs.
She is?
No,
guy.
She's not.
She was, but now she's not. They did Rent together. Hello.
Yeah, but I didn't realize
Taye Diggs was in Rent?
Oh, my God.
Benny.
Yeah, Benny.
How did I not know
no,
that?
Benny wasn't Annie. Yes, he was.
In the movie?
Yeah. No.
No.
No, on the
no,
stage
he was not
show,
on the stage.
On the Broadway?
And in the movie.
No, he was not. I swear
I've never
on,
seen the movie.
He was definitely not. If he was, I'll give you $5.
Hold I only
on.
Saw the...
You must be $5 richer. You never saw Rent the movie?
I only saw it on Broadway.
It's better than Broadway,
probably.
The movie.
The movie?
Yeah, I'll die on that hill.
Was it the original cast?
It's different.
It's better.
A lot of the original cast, yeah.
Wow. What about the main... other
he
guy.
He was. I was also thinking David Diggs.
Stop it. You don't know who Taye Diggs is.
No, I do know who he is, but like that's why I was so aghast that he was married
to. No, not David Diggs.
No, I know. Now seeing Taye Diggs, you are, yeah, I will give you $5.
I had no idea Idina Menzel was married to him.
Yeah, they have kids together.
They have children?
Oh, I'm like 90% sure.
Wow.
I can look that up.
I am no pop culture expert, but I'm like pretty confident
on this. Am I on the movie? Well, no, he definitely played him in the movie. I do recall.
Funny story.
Somewhat related. 6.8.
The movie?
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's incorrect.
Yeah, no.
No, we don't trust IMBD anymore.
Anyway, so.
When Pat and I moved into our apartment, our realtor's name was Tay, but then every time we would refer to him, we'd be like, Tay not Diggs.
Tay
so he's in my phone as Tay not Diggs.
Oh, our realtor. Funny.
Shout out Tay.
So you would bring Idina Menzel.
And maybe Taye Diggs at this point. I feel like we're friends.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably not.
Are
I don't know
they?
I hope they're good co-parents.
Yeah, like, do you think it was their situation. Amicable or?
It doesn't matter. Who are you bringing?
So this was a very easy one for me. I was driving when Sam told me about this prompt, and I immediately knew who I was going to invite. And that is my best friend, Cody Rigsby. And you guys have no idea who that is because you're not pillow girlies. You don't do the Peloton.
Oh,
but he is
I'm so sorry.
He's a Peloton instructor.
Okay.
And he is my best friend. He doesn't know I exist, aww, but...
That's a real parasocial relationship for you.
But actually, this morning, my sister-in-law got a shout-out from Cody Rigsby.
Why?
So basically, we're best friends.
Caitlin or Emily?
Emily. We were doing a Peloton class together. It was a live class. And she... it was her 400th class. So it was like a milestone.
Congratulations to Emily.
Yes. Very big milestone. Mm. So I know that he's listening.
Again?
And wait, what?
So what's his name again?
Cody. Okay. Rigsby.
That's a name.
Yeah.
Like Elmore. Any relation?
No. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Good
Sorry.
Question. But he is, I know it would be so much fun. And I know, Cody, since you're listening, that you're a big Disney fan because you have Mickey Mouse tattooed on your bicep.
I big know. Fan of Cody, huh?
No.
Does Andrew know about and Cody and your mornings together, sweating it out on
every
the bike?
Single morning I spend with Cody.
It's a family-friendly podcast.
It's not like that.
No, I wasn't.
Calm down, Rover.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
So I'm just, I know it would be a time and I don't
wow.
care which,
all the people,
I don't care which park we go to. I'll actually let Cody pick the park.
Wow. Would you have him for all 4 days or would you just do one day and then pick other?
Whatever he prefers.
So if he said, okay, I'm going to do half
Cody's
the time.
Cody's world, you're just living in it.
So if he said 2 days,
yeah,
would you pick a different celeb for the other two
could,
or would you kind of just not that
could
point?
Pick the parks, and we'll hang out.
He could pick my ears.
Please, Cody.
Yeah. Do you like my flowery ones, Cody?
Wait, can I show you him?
Oh this my is, gosh. This okay, is not... yeah. We're going to put a picture of Cody in the notes.
This part's getting cut, but I feel like you guys are getting the wrong impression.
Oh, is he like 105?
No.
Oh. Oh, he's not straight.
Correct.
Oh. You're
heading all the way over right up to the mic. Galaxy. You got a fast pass, babe. Lightning lane. You're going straight to the front row, babe.
Okay.
No, okay.
Yeah,
so now I completely understand why.
Yeah, Cody looks like he can
Cody's
hang.
Nice. I'd go with Cody.
Cody sounds like a good time.
Cody is great. Cody is.
So you're Codying.
So
all
you
the way.
And Cody.
Yeah.
So okay. We have Josh Groban slash maybe just Idina
Menzel,
yeah.
Or maybe Taye Diggs or both.
Everyone's coming with.
Okay.
It's between them and Cody. It's going to be like a full theater kid situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had came up with the prompt. I didn't think of anyone.
Look alive, Samantha.
I'm just trying to think of like a celebrity that I feel
you
like.
You want Idina? You can borrow her.
A celebrity that you'd have fun with.
That just gives off good energy. Yeah. I guess like, and then I was trying to think, do I pick a Disney celeb? Because maybe they would have some pull and it would be like a fun time.
Right.
Like a, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
You bring Ronald Reagan?
The Rock. What?
You bring in the ghost of Ronald Reagan?
Maybe. No, like I love The Rock, but I feel, I don't know. Like, I don't know if we'd have some. I feel like we would just run out of things to talk
about.
You mean
Demigod Maori himself?
He's so tall. It would be like difficult to get places with
him.
You
never lose him though.
I'd have to like yell up.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
And like, he probably doesn't even fit on Space Mountain. Like,
oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Can you imagine trying to squeeze in with him on Space Mountain?
No, thanks.
No.
No way.
Absolutely not. So like, I'm trying to think of just celebs. You know, actually, I would I just, me and Jay just finished watching Traitors.
The Traitors.
The most recent season. And I'm choosing Gabby from The Bachelorette in Paradise. Is she Bachelorette in Paradise?
She was one of the Bachelorettes.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to do any spoilers.
Gabby and Rachel were the two Bachelorettes.
Yeah, let me tell you, Gabby, one of my favorite people. She is so funny.
She just got married.
She just got married to Robbie. Robbie's a comedian who's hilarious. And just, I've just fully embraced Gabby. So I would choose Gabby. And then the other traitor is Dylan Efron, the brother of Zac Efron.
He's on that
show. He's on it. Yeah. And he's so good. And honestly, like, just watch it. Or no, I changed it. I'm so sorry. Backtrack. Love Gabby. I'm taking Gabby for half the time. And I'm taking Boston Rob for the other half of the time.
God.
No, I love Boston Rob. He fully had a redemption for me on Traitors. Obsessed. Also, I can't think of anyone else. They're forefront in my mind.
What about the guy, Alan?
Okay.
Great outfits.
Boston Swipe Rob on one day. Guy. Alan one day.
On Alan?
I'm sorry, Alan. I never watched the show.
Alan was the evil guy in Spy Kids.
He's the host of the show.
Oh, the bald guy.
No. He was... No, Spy Kids.
You mean you are not obsessed with Spy Kids?
What's his full name?
He was Floop.
Alan something.
In Spy Kids. Shout out to Spy Kids. Is that a Disney movie? Probably
Traitors.
What's his last? It's not Rip
Cummings. Alan Cummings.
Him.
Oh, yes. The mustache guy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have one in Spy Kids.
I'm so sorry, Anne. You can't catch a break here.
Well, I mean, none of you are going to have as much fun as me and Cody. So, Cody, just let me know when you want to go.
I don't know, Gabby's
I'll meet you
pretty,
there.
That's great.
Shout out, Cody.
This was him and Spy Kids.
Shout out, Cody.
Oh, he was Loop. Like, remember the thumb people? Come on, guys.
Have you seen Spy Kids?
He was the evil guy.
There's a second one.
Yep. Well, yeah, there's like four.
There's four?
Like, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I think he was the evil guy. I'm like 99% sure. Yeah. I typed
think
in
I've
Spy
seen
Kids.
Spy Kids.
Wait, well, what? At least you've never seen Spy Kids?
Well, I guess I know what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
Are we?
I'm confusing it with Harriet.
Would I take Julie
Spy?
Andrews?
Were
maybe
we
I
just...
take Julie Andrews.
She's still alive?
Like she'd be, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, maybe her.
That's a good one.
Bring her on Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway.
I'm going to bring the guy that sings the Genovian national anthem.
Wait, no. Yeah. Bring the guy who's like, we took this and this, this and turned it into a princess.
Miracles happen
once in a while. Song drop.
Princess Diaries.
I almost
podcast.
Had that as the last song in our wedding, but I felt like it was a little
cheesy.
No, well, yeah, but like miracles happen like that. That it's like a miracle I got married.
Oh.
And I was like, plus, I would want everyone to go on their knees so I could do the robot like in the movie, and I didn't know how I was going to convey that.
The DJ would just say everyone on your knees.
Yeah, and then it's just
That's
not
the
as
family
like
podcast.
But then it's like not as cool.
It's not as cool because it doesn't happen spontaneously.
Absolutely.
This is what you do, Sam. You lay some like groundwork with your gals, all your bridesmaids. We could have started that for you. There were enough of us. We could have just been like everyone down.
Yeah.
That would have worked. You have to get married all over again.
I was going
to
say, redo, guys?
Just redo your wedding.
All right,
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's our celebrity. So we have Indita Menzel, Cody from the Peloton group. And
No, he's a Peloton instructor.
Oh, sorry. Cody from the Peloton instructor. And three to four people from the most recent season of Traitors.
You know what? Josh can come. I feel bad for being so mean to him.
Josh seems like he would be funny.
I feel like he'd
to
sing to
with.
Me on the Frozen ride.
I think he would.
Even if he didn't, I feel like he'd be a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
I think it
would
be.
Split a pretzel in Germany, right? They have those there.
I wonder if Cody and Josh would get along.
You can't see. I hope not.
Don't steal him
you
from me.
You can't see, but I'm wiggling my eyebrows up and down.
All right, do we have time for a game?
Yeah.
As my husband says.
We always have time for you, Sam.
All right, so this is going to be a new game. Just a little different from what the geeks normally do for our Reedy Gals. So this is called Guess That Track Disney Edition. So I'm going to play you a Disney song. I'm going to give you 1 second of the track. Mm-hmm. If you are able to guess the Disney song, both the name and the movie, you get 5 points. If you can't guess it in 1 second, I'll play up to 3 seconds for 3 points and then 5 seconds for 1 point. And yeah, whoever has the most points wins.
2 questions.
Absolutely.
Are we buzzing in or are you doing like, this is your song. If you don't get it, I'm going to go to Emily. Or are we doing...
That feels more civilized, I think the buzz in thing is fun.
How do we buzz in?
We raise our hands maybe or...
like, or you just say, but no, you'd either have to raise your hand or slam it on the table.
You know what? I think they've done this before. They say their name. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Okay.
You want to do that?
But I also have a question. You just didn't ask your second question.
Oh, sorry. Second question is, it's a second from the beginning of the song, or it could be like the middle of the song, could be the chorus, or it's always the first.
I was going to do it from the beginning.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to do song. I'm not going to do like, you know, the library song from Beauty and the Beast, where it's like, you would never get it. Like, I'm going to do pretty well known to to selective, like mute, like nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the original recording from a Disney movie.
Correct.
I'm so nervous.
I know. I feel like you're going to destroy
me. You're going to destroy me.
I know we're not competitive people. I kind of can we work together? Are we on the same team?
Yeah, it's a score.
A team. You know what? Like team score.
I love you. Don't make me do this. Just kidding.
And then whoever wins
gets a free Reedy Geek hat.
Oh my god, I'm still keeping this on regardless.
I was gonna say they have the golden mini ear, which is like, you know, because your ear's the best.
Oh my gosh,
because listening,
that. Play like, on words,
and it's a mini ear.
Yeah, because it's mini
ears.
I get it. No, it's
golden mini ears.
Yeah.
Because we're ladies.
I understand.
Just us.
Okay.
Just the girls.
Okay. Just the gals.
All right. Are you guys ready for the 1 point? Here we go. Come on, guys.
No, I think I need more.
I think I know the movie, but I don't know the name of the song.
Okay. So no one got it at the 1 second. Are you ready for 3 seconds?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to start it over and do for 3 seconds. Okay.
Oh, Emily.
Okay.
Trashing the Camp from Jungle Book.
That's a great guess. That is not correct.
It's also from Tarzan.
Oh, I didn't even get the movie right.
Is it,
Wait. So because Emily guessed, if we play 5 seconds, it would automatically go to you. If you want the 5 seconds for 1 point, or if you want to try to guess for 3 points.
No, I'll play more.
Okay. Please. Absolutely. Here we go.
Oh, it is from Jungle Book. Is that the I Wanna Walk Like You?
Yeah, yeah, Be Like You. Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right.
Yay.
Elise has 1 point.
Woohoo. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you want to hold hands?
I didn't even get the right movie song connection.
You got the right movie.
But I got the, you know, that song was not from that movie.
I think you're doing great.
Thanks.
And I think you look really cute today on your purple outfit with your purple nails and bracelet.
Appreciate the feedback.
And earrings.
All right. Are you guys ready for the second one?
Yes. Oh. Emily.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ding, ding. So we have 5 points for Emily.
Friend in
1
me.
Point for Flea. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, Elise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Emily!
No, I'm Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas.
Yep, yes. That is correct.
Very nice, Elise. Way
I
to come
like
through.
It was like playing in my head. But
yeah.
Pocahontas was my jam growing up.
Right.
And now I'm an adult and I'm like, oh God, it's so historically inaccurate and like so problematic. But Grandmother Willow, I love you.
I don't know how this one's going to start, like the music wise.
We'll try it.
We'll try it. Okay. You guys ready?
I didn't record my points. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay.
I got too distracted by Grandmother Willow.
Oh, I don't know the name of the song. Wait. Oh, yes, I do. Emily.
Okay. What is it?
It's The Other Side by from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's Friends on the Other Side.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
All right. So that means I think we have a tie, right? 6-6?
Yeah.
All right. So
no, Emily got 5 just now.
Right. And she had 1 before.
She had 5 before.
Oh, you did.
Oh. But let's do the tiebreaker anyway.
I
guess.
I mean, you like absolutely obliterated me, but just for funsies, we can do that.
Let's do a fun one.
I just, we're Andrew, so competitive. Andrew loves, he thinks that villain is like one of you the scariest villains.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to do a hard song.
Okay.
That's worth 10 points.
To catch up.
I'm so nervous.
So whoever gets this.
Wins.
Wins.
Okay.
And if you guess too early and you're wrong, then you lose your chance.
That's right.
So we have to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guess first, you guess wrong.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Either if it's movie or name.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next person gets to guess. It's only worth 5 points, but that is enough still for either one to win.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get a hard one. Or one that it wouldn't be immediately
recognizable.
Yes. I do one from Descendants, the kid Disney movie.
Oh, goodness.
Can you imagine?
The only thing about Descendants I know is the Ladybug Lady, because I had to make a cake like that once.
Really? For like a Descendants fan? Mm-hmm. Like
did you?
That was
I did.
For the win,
I got nothing.
Okay. Want to go to 3 seconds? Okay. Guys, I don't think this one's that hard. It's one of my favorites. Are we doing for 5 seconds?
I don't know.
I think we need a little more.
5 seconds.
If there's a price for rotten judgment.
Okay, we're just going to keep playing until one person gets it.
Is it from...
Wait, if you don't know both.
I don't know the name of it.
All right, so ready?
I guess I've already won that.
Oh.
No. That's ancient history. Been there, done that.
Oh, it's from Hercules.
Oh.
Won't Say I'm in Love.
That's right. I Won't Say I'm in Love by Hercules. Wow. So Elise.
That was a Hercules so long. That was a deep track.
That was a deep track.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my two favorite Disney movies are Mulan and Hercules.
Hercules is good.
Oh, we didn't even do our favorite Disney movies. I feel like we should have done that.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's so hard to pick.
I know.
I think mine's got to be Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Or I do love Moana, too.
Yeah.
Moana, I feel like I could also watch. I haven't watched Moana 2 yet. Have you seen it?
No.
I heard it wasn't good.
It came
good.
Out on Disney now.
When I tried to watch on Disney, it said it was like, they go to buy it.
No,
like,
it's the 12th that came out.
Oh, great.
Streaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, for the game, Elise won, but both did a great job.
Thanks.
And maybe we should do a sign-off, like, if you had to pick your favorite Disney movie right now.
Twist. I won.
What would it be? So you said Pocahontas, if you had to pick?
I'd say Pocahontas.
I'm going to go Hercules if I had to pick one.
I love Hercules. I mean, Andrew walked down the aisle to Hercules at our wedding.
I was just talking to Michelle about that.
But mine is 101 Dalmatians.
Really?
So cute.
The music is so good.
It is.
Deep
so
cut.
Jazzy. The cartoon, the OG cartoon. Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end. Elise, you want to take us out?
Oh, sure.
I can't believe it's over.
Thanks for listening to our first episode of The Reedy Gals. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Questions, comments, and demands for Reedy Gals takeover episodes, email us at reedygeeks@gmail.com. Find us on all our socials at Reedy Geeks.
See you next time.
Bye, guys. See you. Happy April Fools.
Do we still have jobs? This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of JJ from the Reedy Geeks. If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, reedygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schoppe, Sean Murphy, and JJ Hefner. Music and audio engineering by JJ Hefner. Yeah.